Hi friends, today is Thursday, April 16th. It is the fifth day of Easter. Some of you are saying, what do you mean by that? Easter was last Sunday. Did you know that Easter is not a day, but a season? It's a season that lasts for 50 days. The last day of Easter is really the first day of the season of Pentecost. That last day is called Pentecost Sunday. In between Easter and Pentecost, we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Did you know that in Greece, to this day, it's still true that during the entire 50-day period of time, people answer their phone and instead of saying hello, they say, Christ is risen. And the person on the other end of the phone says, Christ is risen indeed. Of course, they don't say it in English, they say it in Greek. So today, on the fifth day of Easter, I want to remind you of the two phrases that were the first phrases spoken by the angel. The first thing the angel said at the empty tomb was, do not be afraid. How should that inform my prayers? There's a lot of things that we feel fearful about. Concerns about the future, the well-being of family members or friends. The angel said, do not be afraid. That's a word not just for the women at the tomb, but for you and for me. The second thing the angel said was, I know that you are looking for Jesus. Those two are words that are not just for the women at the tomb, but for you and for me. We are often searching for meaning, for answers, for solutions, for strength, for hope, for promise, for the future, and they are found with Jesus Christ. Join me in prayer. Lord, as the angel said, do not be afraid, we hand over to you the things that make us feel so afraid. Please bring resurrection to the parts of my faith, the parts of my life that are struggling under the burden of fear. And Lord, we remember that the angel said, I know that you're looking for Jesus. God, when our souls are searching, help us to know and to believe that the answer to every longing can be found in you. We pray all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, God bless your day.